Ectocast.
Welcome to the Ectocast, a Ghostbusters RPG actual play podcast.
Previously on Ectocast, we finish up at Mason's cousin's house. Spectral Cedars is catching on, I swear. And then I realize, because I'm so smart, that all the places we've been to, like A. Crowley, like... He sounds familiar, like a Crowley, like he's doing a lot of stuff. So, yeah. And then we do some stuff at the hotel, and oh, we talk to the mummy head. His name's Jim, I think, or Jerry? Josiah? No, that's Josie. I get confused sometimes. Yeah. I smell great. Francis's shampoo is awesome. Anyway, so yeah, if you're confused, you wouldn't be, just go back and listen to the other episode. But if you don't care, you don't want to, you live your own life, you know, you do you, be cool. You can just continue listening, sit back and enjoy, get some, what is that thing that produces all the time? Get some slime injected in your butt? Nope, in your ears. Slime ear injection. Yeah. That's still weird. Anyway, have fun, toodles!
I assumed it trapped both the hands.
Well, you didn't say that.
It's trapped.
That happens when you assume.
I toss the hand into the trap.
Oh, okay.
What do you need Josie for?
Things.
He had to think about
we
that.
We miss him.
Yeah.
It's well. Isn't he asleep? It's like 3 a.m.
Oh, is
well,
it?
Well, is it?
It's yeah, late.
Oh.
Maybe we need sleep.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. Nah, I'm going to be up like in 2 hours, though. So. Wow. Might as well just stay up now.
You can grab one of his Monster Energy drinks.
Oh, yeah, I've got a whole selection. What
if
do you want?
You drink 2 5-hour energy drinks, you're good for the day. It's 10 hours.
That's math.
There's no chance it'll crash.
Yeah.
Terribly.
What do you have in there, like Captain or?
No. No, they're energy drinks. They give you, they're caffeine.
Yeah, but, like, what did you mix them with?
And not everything gets mixed with booze.
Yeah.
Heresy.
What?
Here, try this one.
Okay.
I hand him one.
I drank it.
Oh, no.
It tastes disgusting.
I just say it's probably the most disgusting thing you've ever drank in your life.
It tastes like
it reminds you
back
of something.
In middle school.
Yeah.
Like what, back in middle school?
Like I'm back in middle school.
Ew.
Well.
Yeah, when you just mix all the flavors of everything together and drink
oh,
it.
Yeah.
In a good way or in a bad way?
It's bad, yeah.
Yeah.
Tastes bad.
Well, I'm gonna... And I just go walk off.
Oh, there goes Ed.
Well, that was easy.
Yeah.
Eventually, he's got to finish putting together that the movie store.
Kubrick Movie
oh,
Pictures
Oh, that's right.
Open.
It's been opened. Yeah,
it's been
open.
Yeah. We had a ribbon cutting.
He probably goes and flicks the light on. Open.
Yeah. Some bum walks in.
I want a movie.
Do you have viewings?
There's homeless
there's
Pete again.
Booth, yeah.
Yeah, nice.
And there's
he just
VR.
Drops his pants.
Ooh.
Where's the adult section?
Out oh. back.
Okay.
Oh God, just lets him in.
In the back, he walks towards the back.
Out back around the building.
Okay. He keeps walking to the back of the store.
I turn him around and push him.
All right, that's much worse than.
Yep.
Than
yeah.
Than before. There you go.
It's that.
Oh, so yeah. It is that. It's interesting that it feeds all the way back into this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I turn him around and lead him outside.
He goes where you guide him.
Once I get to the door, I kind of like...
All right, it's my movie.
Down the road.
Oh, that way or that way?
That way.
Oh, can I pull my pants up?
I don't Please. Know why you pulled them down.
He pulls his pants off.
Good seeing it, Phil.
And he wanders off. How did he know my name?
Yeah.
It's the one name you got right. Completely on accident. You always get homeless people's names and women's names right.
Hmm. Oh, Ed's wired, right?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait. Do we want to name the homeless person after one of our...
No.
Okay, sorry.
Why not?
The guy who pulled down his pants and asked for him to masturbate.
That's
yeah.
that guy. They, he'll become a recurring character.
No. Ed's wired. He pulls out his phone and goes through his text messages, finds the closest Crowley, and just starts walking.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, God.
All right.
As we're all heading off to bed.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. You're all heading off to bed, and except for Mason, who...
No, Mason... Yeah, Mason... Mason
might have too much energy drink in him still.
Cracked open an energy drink. Yeah.
And he whistles, so the fifth comes with him, obviously.
Ah, you probably didn't even have to.
No, he was probably there. Like, I was whistled, and I just turned around, and he was there. I'm like, yep. Oh,
smelling
boy.
Delicious.
Yeah. I've got to repair my goggles and finish the goggles for everybody else.
Plus, I would just like to point out that it's late at night in D.C., and Ed the fifth or fourth is wandering around with a sword on his back. Or on his hip.
Not weird.
With a shield.
All.
With a shield.
Yeah. Oh, the shield makes it so much more
so
legitimate.
I'm just
saying.
Well,
I also have a talking box. So.
Get money together for bail.
I think at this point, Mason might already have like a...
An Ed fund?
An Ed fund.
Ed fund, yep.
Because he knows at some point...
I assume like...
We just say it's cosplay?
Yeah.
Like at some point, the fourth... I might just need to replace that cable.
Which way?
It seems to be the input.
Hold on. Pause.
Well,
I have one.
Is that what this thing is?
Like the clear white cable.
I hit the... No, never mind. That's not the input. I hit the power cable.
Oh.
Did you hear him, Matt? All right,
so we're not going to replace it?
I wouldn't worry about it.
Doing great. I guess it wouldn't be that strong.
Okay, anyway.
Maybe it's just not in there very well. I kind of just left it plugged in.
Could be.
I bet the dog trips over it.
Yeah. All right.
I'm assuming at this point, Ed the fourth, has taken his business card, some sort of official card, Ghostbusters card that you guys have, and written on it, permission to carry sword in city.
Yes.
Maybe like a little box and checked it or something like that.
Pretty much.
Yeah, and he just considers that legal.
That's how it works, right?
No. But whatever.
So yes, I walk to the nearest Crowley.
All right, well, roll me contacts. That sounds like contacts, if ever there was.
I'll spend two more points. Did not help.
They were well spent.
That's a 10.
Hmm.
10. All right.
Should be enough to get me somewhere, I think.
And how dedicated are you? Like, after how long of walking have you decided this was a bad idea and you'd rather just go back?
Being this wired, Eds do not give up. Like, let's be real.
So if you had to walk an hour, you're willing to do that?
Because if I turned around... And went back, I would just have to start running once Lady Ed saw me. So, yeah, of course I'd keep walking.
All right. We'll say 5 in the morning.
Oh.
You find a Crowley. Not in a Crowley, but a Crowley.
Yeah.
Yeah, you find a home. It's an apartment. And it has the
building.
Little, you know, buzzer. And right above it, the it says Crowley.
So this is one of the addresses I had, right?
Yeah. Like, yeah, I assume you typed it into like Google or something and it came up with this address.
Yeah, it didn't follow the directions on that, obviously.
Obviously, no. That's why it took you an hour.
Oh, yeah. I pressed the buzzer.
It's like 3 blocks away. It took you an hour.
I should try the door first.
Is there some sort of a lock or anything to roll?
No.
Then it's locked.
I ring the buzzer.
Bzzz. You just hold it.
If they don't respond, yes.
Eventually, after you've gotten to the point where you're holding it for a ridiculously long amount of time, they do finally respond. What?
Hello, sir. Sir? Was it a sir?
It sounded sir-ish.
Hi, this is Ed, Ed the Fourth. I'm here to inspect the home.
What?
I'm here to inspect your home.
Why? Do you know what time it is?
I look at my watch.
It's like 5 in the morning.
It is 5:02.
No, I wasn't asking you what time it was. I was indicating to you that this is a ridiculous time of day for you to come to our house.
The city never sleeps. I'm sorry, sir, but I must inspect the home now.
Hold on. And a couple minutes go by, and someone comes down to the door. And
while he's doing that,
yep.
Oh, you're Jesus. A listener. I'm opening Ed's secret sack.
Sack!
All right, ignore this one. I have to dig out to the other ones.
You're supposed to ignore that look.
Ignore that look. One.
Hold yeah, on. And none of them have broken eye contact, I would just like to say.
It's like, wait a second, don't look.
There is no privacy for Ed Sack.
All right, hold Ooh. On. I got. Yeah. I have my thing. Hold on. All right. Excuse me. All right. Excuse me. Hold on. Gonna, excuse me.
What's in a sack?
A lot, if it's really tight.
I was
going to
say, whatever it is really packed in there.
Yeah, there's a lot of things what? Stuffed in that sack. It's so full of bursting.
Okay. Jesus. All right, I'm ready.
Jeez. So he comes shuffling.
This was all in person. So in person, Ed pulled out some sort of wallet thing and just shifted some cards around.
He comes shuffling up to, like, you know, a big glass type door. Bunny slippers, bathrobe, pajamas.
I flash my badge of official home inspector, Ed the Fourth.
You just press it right up to the glass?
Yeah, press it right up against the glass. I point to the picture, then point to me.
He stares at it for a really long time. Looks at the ID, he looks at you, he looks at the ID, he looks at you, he looks at the ID, he looks at you, he looks at the ID.
I like tap it so the badge clicks on the glass.
And then finally opens the door. Did you get the picture? Don?
Yes.
Yep, check our Facebook page.
Me?
Yeah. Are we going to put this on the Facebook?
I'm not going to do it right now.
No, dear God.
This comes out in like freaking
I'm letting
October.
Them know where to go to look for
oh,
the picture.
Oh, check the Facebook page.
Wow. This is what I married. All right, folks. He opens the door very slowly, very apprehensively, badge or no badge. Oh, is it something serious?
I'm afraid I can't say. I'll have to do a quick inspection. Don't mind the dog. He is an expert and his nose is trained by the best.
Can I pet him?
He's very friendly.
He pets the dog. Everybody wants to pet the dog.
I hand him a handful of biscuits. While he does his work, you can give him biscuits. Excuse me. And I go inside.
And the fifth just sits down right in front of him and stares at him into his soul until the man gives him a biscuit.
Perfect.
And then he follows you.
I go inside. I look around and start looking for Elvish.
Roll for Elvish.
Assuming we're doing contact again?
Roll for Elvish.
I mean, what else could
I
be?
I don't know.
I'm assuming contact is close to a perception thing. I'm spending 2 points, by the way. Ooh! All right, so that's a 12 with a ghost.
Oh, lovely. So, as you start to poke around, where are you going to start? What room are you going to start in? It's just like a normal apartment, so living room, little bit of a dining nook, kitchen, it's fairly small, and then a hallway that goes off towards what you would probably assume are bedrooms and a bathroom.
I'm just going to do a circuit, just covering the exterior walls, and then I'm not afraid to look around more than once. I'll do exterior, just keep an eye along those exterior walls for the whole apartment, and then if I don't find anything, I'll start looking inside more. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. As you get about halfway through and into the starting to get into like the dining room nook, you hear a woman screaming. And at the end of the hall, of the beginning of the hall, is an older woman who has cinched her bathrobe up with her fists. They are very tightly held and like white knuckled, and she is just screaming because there's a strange man in her apartment.
I flashed my badge. Official home inspector, ma'am. Your husband let me in.
She just keeps screaming.
Sir! Sir!
And she's yelling for, like, the police.
Sir!
He comes in. He's like, he tries to calm her down. He's like, just stop. He calms her down. He's like, this man is, he has a badge. Show her.
Show her the badge.
And he hands her a biscuit so she can give it to the fifth. And she kind of looks at it and throws it towards him, but not really paying attention. Kind of bounces off him, but he catches it before it hits the ground.
I promise not to take too much time, just enough time to look around. Excuse me. Now I go back to my business.
They start discussing about what the fuck is going on and why he would just let you in. And he needs to get you out of there.
With a sword and shield on.
Yeah, that's true. I forgot about the sword and shield already.
Too late now. Yep. Already inside.
Yep. Yeah.
All right, I look around. Do I see anything?
No, you don't. You do find some literal elvish on the
bookshelves.
Yeah, a couple of fantasy books.
All right, I do a circuit once, and then after not finding anything, I'll start looking more in the interior as well. And I tell Ed, sniff around, tell me if you see anything, smell anything funny. The next time I get close to the couple, I'm going to ask them if there's a basement. Is there a basement?
He says, I think the apartment has one, but I think it's locked.
Where's the door?
He points out.
He
out, like, into the hall, the foyer of the building.
Okay, so yes, I will go out there.
As soon as you're out, and the fifth, the door shuts, and you hear a deadbolt.
Whatever. I go to the basement. Is it locked?
It is locked.
I picked the lock.
Roll it.
Cool.
Cool. Well, what else?
You don't have a lockpick in your magic sack?
Not yet.
That is 17.
Yep. You pick it.
All right. I go into the basement.
It takes you a little while, but you pick it.
Cool.
Light switch. Basement. Looks like a basement.
I check the foundation.
It looks like concrete.
Is this a dead end? Just tell me now. Am I wasting time?
Oh, yeah.
And he's going to be so tired.
All right. Well,
that's great.
You smell anything funny, boy?
He kind of... he trots off into the corner, and then he comes back, and he's got, like, a little bag of fertilizer.
Don't eat that. It's bad for you.
He drops it, and he sits, and he just waits for a treat.
I give him a treat.
You asked if he found anything that smelled funny. Mm-hmm.
Do you smell anything supernatural, boy?
He sneezes.
I guess not. Okay. All right, let's go. I hand him a treat.
He's had a lot of treats. He's very happy right now.
We run to the park.
Is that where you're going to meet the lady?
Yeah.
She is waiting there. She looks very grumpy. And she is tapping her foot. It makes no noise.
Had to check out a Crowley, and I just get to work.
It's hardly an excuse. I will run you extra today.
But I
get going.
Okay.
So I would assume that at this point the Monster Energy drink has ended, and he is crashing hard.
Yes.
I mean, if not now, certainly 5 minutes into the run. So,
all right, I text Bricker on the way back. Nothing funny at Crowley number 2.
But you didn't think you were going to get pay dirt on your first Crowley visit.
No. Especially not the closest one. Oh, well.
Mason deciphers the text message. And at least crosses that one off.
Got insight into Ed's secret stash.
That's when I realized what you were trying to do. And I was like, oh, okay, I get it. I see what we're doing now.
That was not the goal. Actually, I wanted to see if I could find anything. But once he's like, who are you? I'm like, oh, I have something that would work for this. I knew the home inspection one would come in handy.
Yeah, little beanie. Well, oh, yeah. Yeah, you did pick a lock. I'm going to count that. Anybody else? Anything else?
No.
I was asleep.
Sleeping is pretty good.
Yeah, so Mason's working downstairs.
Okay. Move to the next day?
Yeah.
You guys wake up whenever?
Kurt.
Mason's still downstairs working on the equipment.
There we go. All right. Well, after morning training, I'm going to find whoever I see first.
Oh, yeah, wait. What time were you guys getting up?
It's like 9:30. I got up and showered.
Yeah, so...
In your dirty shower?
After I scrubbed it.
By the time you get out of your dirty shower,
yeah.
Ed's probably getting back from his morning run.
This is a switch.
Yeah.
The fifth stopped after part of your run and just went to go nap.
Lucky boy.
Like in the park somewhere.
I checked out Crowley number 3. Nothing going on there.
What do you mean?
Thought you said number 2.
That's what I said.
And I think you need to go to sleep.
Nah, the sun's up. Lady Ed says I can't go to sleep.
Oh.
So I'm going to go check out numbers 1, 3, 4, 5, and 7.
What do you mean check out?
Go see.
Why are you bothering Crowley's?
Well,
no, we figured that out.
I know, but why is he bothering them?
Maybe there's something going on.
Okay.
Well, I think he's talking about buildings, right?
Yeah. Ask him. It's his idea.
I googled the buildings that A. Crowley made.
Oh. Yeah.
So Crowley number 2 is whatever building I found second.
I thought he looked up people in the phone book, like no. Named Crowley with the first initial A.
So yeah. I'm going to go look at the Crowleys.
Okay.
Anybody want to come? Mason's doing something. But not Mason, Bricker. Bricker's doing something.
He's tired, so he actually did that all in canon.
Yeah, and I'll tag along.
Yay! Jack, Todd.
That's you too.
Oh, Ben.
I know. I'm
Brad. Matt.
That's going to be where he actually starts using weird. Your real names.
Yeah. Hunter. Daniel. I was like, I go up to his door, onto John's door, and start
screaming
and start
names.
Knocking. Noah. Tyler.
What do you want?
Zach. We're doing a thing. You want to come?
No.
Why
enjoy
not?
Enjoy yourself.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
John, there's coffee involved.
I'm all right.
And donuts.
Donuts.
That doesn't help.
All right. Bye, Eli.
Bye, John.
Bye-bye.
Check on Mason in a bit. Make sure he goes to sleep.
Yeah.
Sure. Thanks,
still
John.
Breathing.
Yeah.
Yeah, more of that.
All right.
Hurry. It's only at like 130.
Ed, why don't you look up where we're going and I'll drive.
You're like a hummingbird.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah. All right. Load in and give her the address to Crowley number 1.
All right. Why don't you roll for Crowley number 1?
Roll me rolling.
Cool. Contacts.
To get there?
No, just to see whether this one's...
Oh, I see. A luck thing. I see.
Yeah.
9.
Okay.
All right.
Do you want to play it or do you want to just know?
I think we should just do the first one, just the beginning part, because I have an idea.
Okay.
So, yeah, when we get close, I tell her, all right, don't park in front of it. Just go around the corner.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You no come problem. Up to, let's say, one of the federal buildings or something.
Huh. Okay.
All right. I get out of the car, and I pull out my badge, and I reach into my pocket and pull out something else. Just don't ignore that. Here, put this on.
Everyone stare at a sack.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Well, and,
if anybody asks, you're an official home inspector.
Thanks, Ed.
He said put it on. Brad doesn't care.
Brad doesn't care. I may have handed Dawn a badge that has male boobs on it.
Jesus.
All right, then we head in. And for all the places we go to, unless it looks like for plot reasons another cover might be useful, we are official home inspectors.
We are official home. I have a notepad that looks very official.
I don't know if the feds have home inspectors. Just saying.
All right, that's fair.
Official plumbing inspectors.
It's a federal building?
Yeah.
Is there an official this one federal is. Building inspector?
Oh, Jesus. The FBI?
Detective.
Oh. Ooh.
Yeah, less likely to run into a city official here.
You are going to jail. You're going to go to jail for a long time.
This feels like a great idea, guys.
Mm. It doesn't. It just says detective. It doesn't say I'm official, a real one. Mm. Although, actually, if you look at it, I'm mentioning in canon, if Francis looks at the badge, it is a real police badge for DC.
Fantastic.
Yep.
Who'd you steal it from?
I didn't steal it. Oh. I bought it off a kid on
hopefully
the corner.
Hopefully there's two shitty cops that keep coming back. They stole one of their badges.
He had a bin of them with the plates.
This is hilarious.
So yeah, I have different ones in here too, so we'll switch as necessary.
Fantastic.
All right, there is a building that you're standing in front of.
All right,
we can go through your fake badges.
We can go through them if you want, but otherwise we'll just check them out until we find a hit.
Okay, this one is not.
Number 3.
Because you rolled a 9.
9 with a ghost.
Well, okay, so the second one we'll say is an apartment building.
Home inspector.
Yep. And when the door opens, there's a cop.
Hmm.
Hello, sir.
And when you turn around and look behind you, there's clearly a cop car parked in front of it.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
And you still just strolled right on up.
Hello, sir.
Can I help you?
Yep. Hold up the badge. Official home inspector.
Actually, officer, I'm just going to be straight with you here. We're just checking out some stuff. We're part of the official Ghostbusters.
Oh, wow. She turned on you quick.
Yeah.
No, I hold up the badge. I'm actually I'm a licensed home inspector, sir. I hand it to him.
Yeah, okay, Ed. You've had too much energy drinks. Sir.
This might be a printed piece of paper, but I think in canon that's real. All the other ones should be fake.
He takes it from you.
Okay, I have the official home inspector license.
Yep. He's going to call it in.
It
takes a few minutes.
I tuck mine in my pocket.
My
fake booby one.
You know, say your boob badge.
Boob badge.
Should I roll for this, or are you just going to decide?
I assume that you had, hopefully, Frankie, you had yours tucked under your shirt or something.
Yes.
That, yeah.
Yes.
Affirmative. Let's see. So you said it's all in the up and up, right?
This is all in the up and up.
He'll come back.
He's obviously not a detective, part of the FBI, CIA, or any of these other fake ones, but I feel like a home inspector is something he could reasonably have.
That's true.
You can honestly like the other ones. Like that's like you take a test and that's about it, depending on the state.
Yeah.
So
we'll just assume DC is super easy.
There we go.
Usually is.
All right. So yeah, he comes back and hands it back to you. He goes, yeah. All right. Well, what do you want? Make it quick. I have to go to work.
So can we just do a quick investigation of your building? We're afraid that there's been some issues with the buildings that were designed by A. Crowley.
By who?
Aleister Crowley. Bad man. Very bad man. Occultist.
Nobody like that in my house.
Yeah, but it could be ghostly.
He built the house.
He built the house. We're just afraid that you might have some sort of specter, some ghost, some weird...
He rolls his eyes. All right.
Yay!
Make it quick.
Thank you, sir.
Come on, boy. Let's go.
Dart past him.
He's very well trained. I could show you his badge, too.
Not funny.
Yes, sir.
All right.
He stands there, waiting.
All right.
Tapping his foot loudly.
All right, boy. Sniff around.
Do we do the PKE? Is Ed good enough for that?
Ed's not good enough to do PKE.
I'm going
to
do
the dog's good enough to sniff around for something.
I brought my PKE reader.
That's fine.
Yeah, okay.
Both of you roll. Give me a roll for sniffing and a roll for...
What do I roll
PKE?
For sniffing?
Brains? What do you have for
what,
brains?
Yeah,
what,
one.
Add one for the dog.
I was going to say, the dog.
Actually, you should roll 3 dice. Ed's a lot smarter than you are.
All right, I rolled 2 6s and a 5.
Holy shit. Wow. 17.
I could not have rolled any higher on 3 dice.
Don?
12. No ghost die.
Damn.
17.
Hey! That's ridiculous.
Yep.
All right.
The dog is super smart.
You don't find anything out of the ordinary as far as PKE readings go. And aside from Ed finding the guy's refrigerator.
Useful.
Yeah, that's about all he finds that he's really interested in.
All right. Thank you for your time, officer.
Bye, officer. Thanks.
There you go.
Bye, officer. Yep. What were you freaking out for, Francis? I am an official home inspector. See?
Well, I did not think that was really going to pan out.
You think I would lie about being an official home inspector?
You lie about other things.
That's other things.
That's other things.
I tell you, all of these badges are real. Look, I'm actually an official home inspector.
Uh-huh.
I am really a detective of Gotham. I am the owner operator of Cube Breaker Moving Pictures.
No way.
This is true. You ever saw this in there? A Blockbuster card.
Of course.
I'm officially a special agent for the FBI, and I'm officially a CIA agent.
Ooh. How did you? Okay.
I would just like to mention that the Washington Monument building there is built in 1922. I told you I had it written down.
Okay.
It was dedicated in 1932.
This is all out of context for me.
But these are all real.
I told you I had written down.
Okay, Ed. That's handy. Anyway, where are we going next?
Crowley number 4.
Do-do-do-do-do-do.
Uh-huh. All right. You want to roll for this one?
The GM's blind.
Don, you want to roll for this one?
Sure.
There we go.
What am I rolling?
Contact. That's what you had me rolling, at least.
Yep.
Whoa, contact is a lot for me.
Oh, why weren't you rolling from the get-go?
I don't know.
Because we're not metagaming.
How?
Can't we?
All right, so you pick a number. We did 1, 2, and 3, so 4, 5, or 7, because I think we said 6 was the train station.
Let's go to 4, because I already wrote it down.
There we go.
That's a good reason.
I can't see it.
Too bad you don't have a flashlight.
Okay, 15? No ghost die.
13.
Oh, keep rolling it till you get a ghost eye.
No.
Is that how this works?
Disagree.
13, no ghost eye.
It's going to be the last one, just because he hates us.
I do hate you. That is true.
Do we find anything at number 4?
Well, there's no answer at number 4.
What is it? The house?
Apartment building.
Just press all the buzzers.
Yeah.
Eventually, someone just blindly hits the buzzer and opens the door for you.
I walk in.
We all know how this works.
I follow him.
Head to the basement.
They do that in movies for a reason.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, this basement is open. It's not locked.
Neat.
All right.
And creepy.
As soon as you guys are in the basement, the fifth starts sniffing around.
Got something, boy? Show me.
Do you want to scan?
Yeah.
And also roll for nose.
Rose for nose.
Rose for nose.
It's a 10. Should write down his brain's nose is 3.
11. No ghost eye.
Fifth nose.
So that was what, a 10 and an 11?
Yeah.
Yeah, you both suck.
Both no ghosts.
We suck.
So the fifth and the PKE meter both lead you into the center of the room. There's a large drain hole with a grate on top.
Shine a light in there.
It looks gross and wet. Not like a lot wet. It's like a little wet.
Giggity.
Moist.
How big's the drain hole?
About 8-inch diameter, maybe 6.
All right. Is it screwed in or is it sitting there?
It had been screwed in, but it looks like the thing has been old and rusted out, so it probably wouldn't take much to pry it up.
All right, I'll pry it up.
You didn't want to just make Frankie do it?
Too late, he already did it.
Equality in genders and whatnot.
Oh.
Too late, he said he already did it.
Okay. I would do that. Do I need a roll for it?
To get it off? No. Okay. No, it's fine. It's just you start pulling a lot harder than is actually ended up being necessary, and you almost go flying backwards.
Whoa!
Yeah.
I meant to do that, I swear.
Good one, Ed. Nice save.
Play that off nicely.
Yeah, smooth.
Ooh, just, stretching to do some lunges to put the thing down.
Yes, yes. Because it has to look cool.
Yes. Yeah. Ed the fourth is the only person who could do lunges and look cool. Yep.
All right, so when you go and check over in the drain and look down in.
Hmm.
You continuing to scan and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You see some glowing red eyes looking at you from
Oh.
down below.
Hello there.
Like small, little, like beady little red eyes.
Are you a rat or can you speak? Or both? I know that one's a judge.
And the fifth looks down and he growls.
Is it a rat boy?
Bark?
All right. How far down is it?
It's, let's say about four or 5 feet.
All right. What do you think?
Just reach right in.
Hello?
It kind of squeaks at you.
Oh.
It's not, doesn't sound very squeaky though. Yeah, but it's like.
What's in the basement?
Deep.
What's in the basement? Do we have a pole or something we can grab?
There's like washers and dryers. Like a cupboard.
A broom?
Like a cupboard. Sure.
All right. Grab a broom.
Yeah.
Put it into the hole.
Yeah.
I stick the long stab rod into the hole and I just like push it down gently.
Okay.
Stab at thee.
If this hurts, just let me know.
Jesus.
I'm just trying to figure out if you're like real or what.
Roll for it.
Roll what?
Yeah, just
poking.
Action. Something.
Action. Yeah.
Action.
Let's poking. Go with that.
Ooh. All right. That's a 13.
Okay. You feel the thing like hit resistance before the broom part hits the ground. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And when like you kind of feel like the broom kind of tug and mm-hmm. pull, and when you pull the broom back out, the end of it is bitten off.
Like big teeth or like little teeth?
The end of the broom is missing.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Maybe it's like really fast termites. All right. That wasn't very nice. This wasn't my broom. I yelled out into the hole.
You're lecturing it.
All right. I throw the broom aside and I pull out the sword.
Yeah.
I turn on the magic sword.
Turn it on.
Every time he says this, I picture like a light switch at the base of the sword, and he just turns it upside down and flicks it.
As far as LED. Ed knows, he That's just has exactly to think really hard to turn it on, because to him, the sword's magic. Yeah, I got it. It's very high. 6, 12, 17. I've rolled 17 every time I've had to do this.
Yeah.
The listeners want to know.
Okay. Listeners, we don't have a number designated for turning on my magic sword.
Yet.
But I've rolled a 17 every time.
We'll figure it out when he fails.
Works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. It's glowing.
I'm just getting ready. Just in case.
Oh, I see. You didn't bring anything, did you?
I had the PKE meter.
Well, you guys have the vehicle. Yeah, I'm sure there's packs.
I could go get a pack. Okay. I probably brought one.
You don't look very certain.
I always like to bring my proton pack when going into weird places that might have ghosts.
Yeah, but we didn't know that. We've hit
three
false leads so far.
So I had my PKE meter.
Right. At this point, you didn't really... You just figured, you know, he's leading you around for no reason.
I feel like this is a wild goose chase, so I'm a little surprised that there's anything there.
It's not a goose.
Nope. It's got teeth.
Big teeth. So from out of the drain pipe, you hear a really monstrous roar. It's very loud.
Ed? I think you're just pissing it off.
I didn't poke it again. You want me to poke it again?
No, not yet.
You want me to stab it? I don't know if the sword will reach.
You could try.
Rather than not lose a sword.
Magic. I'm going to go run back and get a pack.
The fifth barks at the drain.
Yeah, he agrees with me. Not good.
Ed, back up a little.
Next to me, boy. Come on.
Yeah, he does. Trots does a little loop right around you and comes right up beside your leg.
All right. All right, you go get what you need and we'll keep an eye on it.
I'm going to run back and get a trap and a proton pack.
All right.
And not call for aid?
And call for aid.
No.
But they don't have a car.
What? Yeah, you guys got to get on the subway.
Yeah.
With your packs.
No, they're all in the car.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we have the...
We just need to get to you.
Yeah. That's fair.
Yeah.
I'm going to get to the car and I'm calling them on my cell phone.
In the... How long have they been gone? Hey, Frank. Hey, Frankie, what's up?
Okay, you guys have got to get here as soon as possible. I'm going to send you an address. There is some really creepy shit down in this little pipe. And just come prepared. Go grab John. And, okay, get here as soon as you can, okay?
You forgot the best part. Ed was right.
Okay. Click. And I'm sending him the address.
Hi.
click.
Boop.
What part of a smartphone clicks?
When you drop it.
That's a click.
That's like a
Mason will depression. Go upstairs.
Spaz.
Tell John that we gotta go. No, Jose probably wouldn't have a car. I'm trying to think if Jose would have a car or not. I'm gonna say no.
Uber.
Well, that was yes.
Whatever future.
As Mason is going to get John, he's also getting an Uber to pick them up to bring them there. While they were gone, Mason at least looked at the addresses. Do they form a symbol? He tried to connect the dots to see if maybe they formed a symbol or not.
They do not.
Okay. Mostly he was trying to make the symbol that they've seen overlay over the things just because something's got to make sense.
You're just trying to just mapping out those six or seven.
Yeah. See where they say? Mason would also look to see if any other built like Ed found seven quickly.
I guess it was six or seven, depending on.
We'll go with seven. Yeah. We'll go with seven, including the
train station and the George Washington.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, then we'll say eight. Then we'll say seven, not including those two originally. You found seven additional ones that you hadn't been to.
So
yet.
Nine total.
Okay.
So yeah, Mason would have mapped them out and then seen to see if a pattern.
Okay.
If the symbol fit over them in any way, shape, or form.
You can always connect them to form that symbol. Because it's, it depends on the size of the symbol.
Right.
And it's pretty much a lot like a star. So. Yeah. But you're having trouble encompassing all the points.
Okay.
To make the symbol.
That's all. And I guess is the one that they're at, is it at a point? Is it in the cell? Or is it along a line? Or
that one's along a line.
Okay. All right. That was what Mason was doing as well. So.
Okay.
We're calling.
As he's climbing into the back of the Uber.
Yeah. In his jumpsuit and everything.
It's the middle of the week. It's fairly early in the morning. It's probably going to take you guys a good 10 minutes to get to wherever they are. Probably more. It's not even that far. It's just traffic.
Hi. We chat with the guy.
Yep. He's very affable.
Ah, so Ghostbusters, eh?
I want to do an accent, but I don't want to do one because it's just going to be like a stereotypical taxi driver accent that's going to be horrifically offensive. So Kevin's your driver.
Ah, so Ghostbusters, huh?
Yeah. Have you heard much about this?
Nah, I just saw you. Yeah, the sign out front, it's kind of faded. I don't know if you noticed. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it might be tight on cash. That's why you're hiring me, huh?
Well, we only have one car, so...
Yeah, so he's still tight on cash, huh? Yeah.
We should definitely remedy the one car thing.
Yeah. So, where are you guys headed? Where are we going? Is the 123A Crowley?
123A Crowley.
123A Crowley. Oh, God.
That does not have to in any way, shape, or form be the address.
yep, we got to get over there. The rest of our team is there, so we got to check out, see what's happening.
The party. You know, my son, he plays the D and the D, and he says you should never ever split the party. Yeah.
It's better the D and the D, not the D double D and D.
He plays the D and the D.
Whoa!
What has
Brad's
down,
dick
what
will
has
be talking
you,
to the microphone
you down
now.
There, Mister looking like Nathan Drake? You ever play those video games? Rectify.
Like oldies. Oldie video games.
Oldie video games, yeah.
Classic.
So, look, we're almost there. Hitting out a light. Oh, well. So, hunting goblins or something?
No, just ghosts. Just the paranormal.
What?
Goblins don't exist.
Oh, but ghosts do. I see. Sure. Yeah. All right.
It's a fine line.
Well, yeah.
We've only met gnomes. I haven't met a goblin.
Yep. So far.
So far.
Oh, it's green again. Here we go. Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah, you guys like the radio on? And
Yeah, radio would be great.
All right, I'm just going to turn it on.
Row, row, row your boat.
Jet low. Worst fucking radio station ever.
All right.
This has been the Ectocast. Ed the Fourth was played by Kevin. John was played by Brad. Mason was played by Ben. Frankie was played by me, Dawn. The Ghostmaster was Matt. The Ectocast can be found on Twitter at Ectocast and on the web at sagagames.studio. Intro music is Nowhere to Hide by Steve Combs, and the outro music is Joker by Six Umbrellas. Both can be found at freemusicarchive.org. This podcast is based on Ghostbusters. No rights infringement intended. Ghostbusters and all related marks, logos, and characters are owned by Sony Pictures Digital Productions, Incorporated. Ectocast, the website, promotion thereof, and material created are not endorsed, sponsored by, or affiliated with Sony Pictures Digital Productions, Incorporated, or Ghostbusters. Thank you for listening.